Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds is in Washington today meeting with President Trump. COVID-19 cases keep climbing in her state, even as Iowa forges ahead with its reopening. Sioux City has the most new cases per capita over the past 2 weeks of any metro area in the country. And most of the hardest hit counties with per capita case levels similar to New York are home to meatpacking plants. Reporter Grant Gerlach from Iowa Public Radio is in Des Moines. Grant, Iowa keeps trending up with its cases. Is there any sense the state has hit or is near a peak?
Well, yeah, we're still seeing hundreds of new cases each day. The number of deaths per day has been increasing. Even some of the counties that were allowed to reopen, we're now seeing the pace of new cases increase. So Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has been talking about the number of cases leveling off, reaching a peak, starting to get beyond a peak. And part of that's because we're doing more testing, but talking to people who study infectious disease here, they're saying when you look at the number of cases, the number of deaths, that's not the sign of getting past a peak.
Now, the state did start its partial reopening last Friday. Malls and restaurants can reopen, churches too. What have you seen? Are places opening and are people going to them?
Yeah, you see pictures of restaurants where every other booth or table has been taped off so that people have to keep a distance. And many restaurants, retail stores have reopened. Some have stayed closed because they don't feel like they have enough room for social distancing, so they'll keep doing carryout or deliveries. I would say in most places, a lot of places have reopened, but people have not exactly been rushing back into going out to eat or going shopping. And similar with churches, you know, churches can return to worship services, and a few did hold services, especially with small congregations. But after the governor made her announcement that they could resume worship, the leaders of several denominations released a joint statement saying they weren't going to do it until the state has more testing and more tracing across the state. They didn't feel like it was safe to reopen yet.
Okay, so they didn't feel like it was safe to reopen. But when it comes to the meatpacking plants, it sounds like they don't have much of a choice now because the president has ordered meatpacking plants across the country to stay open. Governor Reynolds has said she'll make sure that happens. What's going on there? And is there pushback about that?
Yeah, so the latest is a plant, Tyson Foods plant in Waterloo, Iowa, where more than 400 workers tested positive. It's set to reopen this week on Thursday. And most of the other plants where we've seen hundreds of cases have shut down for a period of time and they're back open. There's a Tyson plant in Perry, Iowa that shut down for a day for cleaning. They have more than 700 confirmed cases there, and that's more than half of the workers at the plant. So obviously we've seen this trend across the state where meatpacking plants have been hotspots for rural communities and urban communities. There are workers and groups that advocate for workers that have been speaking out about that, about the lack of protection inside the plants, which the companies say they're addressing, but it's still work that takes place, you know, shoulder to shoulder, even if there are some plastic dividers. And what workers say is they would have to slow the processing line if workers are going to be allowed to spread out. But that's something that meat companies have resisted. And there's a group here, the League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC. They've called for a meatless May to boycott the conditions at the packing plants.
That is Grant Gerlach, a reporter with Iowa Public Radio in Des Moines. Grant, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.